Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Money Manifesto for the 20th of May 2013. A little story. On the 26th of October last year at around 10 o'clock, someone asked me a very simple question. What do you do? Well, my answer evidently didn't impress him because my interrogator walked away after about 10 seconds. And as a result, I spent a lot of time since then trying to improve on my answer. It has not been an easy task, and I'm really grateful for the help and support I've had from some very high quality coaches, from my many newfound friends on the KPI program. I think, however, I have made significant progress with my answer since last October as a result of all that help and support. Of course, it's not just an answer, it actually goes to the heart of what the business is all about. It also, of course, has real relevance to my money manifesto because it gets to the heart of what you really should be doing in retail financial services. Anyway, in answer to the question, what do you do, my response now would be this. Well, my name is Jeremy Deeds and my business is Planning for Life. I am a financial planner and I use a unique process to help families develop an efficient life and financial plan to achieve their most important goals in the shortest possible time. I've worked in financial services for 30 years and have always been at the forefront of developments in retail financial advice. I am a certified financial planner and I became the first registered life planner in the UK in 2006. However, it was the lessons I learned as a young adult when I seriously compromised both my personal and financial integrity with near disastrous consequences that have done much to shape the business that I now run. When I meet people seeking my help for the first time, I ask them, "Why are you here?" I've had the immense privilege of listening to and documenting many responses to that simple question, which often moves grown men and women to tears in my office as they talk about the difficulties that trouble them around their lives and their money. First, they tell me their finances are disorganized and unplanned. They don't sleep at night for fear they are on the cusp of making serious mistakes with their lives and money. Second, they tell me they work hard for their money, but worry their money is not working hard for them. And finally, they see money as an end in itself, not a means to an end. And decisions they have made on this basis have not fulfilled their expectations for their lifestyle. In short, they're really frustrated because they have no plan, no performance, and no lifestyle. So, I developed a six-step planning process called Future to help clients get back on track. First, they build a clear picture of where they stand now. Then I explore with them their profound goals, helping them to light their torch for what is really important in their lives. Uniquely for financial planners, I help them identify and tackle obstacles to achieving their goals, which tend to be emotional as well as practical and financial. Then we allocate resources using cash flow modeling and recommend proven financial strategies. Finally, all this comes together in a plan which at its heart ensures they have the right money in the right place at the right time to achieve their deepest and most profound life goals. Thereafter, I work with clients to implement and renew their plans each year. My clients tell me I give them confidence and support to make far-reaching changes to their lives, changes they would not have made without my help. I am known for putting life before money and helping clients sleep at night. My mission is financial freedom for all. So that's it. I'd love to hear any comments you might have, so do get back to me. Next weekend, it's bank holiday, it's school prize giving, it's the start of a week's holiday for me, and ongoing stress over GCSEs for my son Alex. So you won't hear from me next week. However, I will be back on Monday the 3rd of June with my monthly look at the markets and what happened in May. So have a great week and look forward to speaking to you in 2 weeks' time. Take care.